John B. in the Red Velvet Cake Studios. John B. Hey. Good morning.
All right. Good morning, Tom. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm so blessed, man. Everything's great, man. Just been raising my two little babies. My daughters are 8 and 2. And I'm a beautiful wife. And just been on the road grinding, you know. And making this new album as well. So, yeah, got a new album.
Are your daughters into music?
Oh, they're so into music, especially my 8-year-old.
She's got Azure.
Yeah, she's got perfect pitch, perfect rhythm.
She's really? A perfect child.
Yeah, she is just my little angel, absolutely.
Oh. And she's 8.
Yeah, she's 8. Yep. She's already done her first little demo. I've done
all
like
right.
3 or 4 songs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's in the studio with daddy. So, trying to get it early.
Oh, yeah.
Get it in early.
Your break came with Babyface?
That's right. Babyface in 1995. We did the song Someone to Love as a duet, and that was a major, major dream come true for me. I was a huge Babyface fan.
How did you meet him? How were you discovered?
Yeah, I took my tape around Hollywood, mm-hmm. and just back then we had cassettes, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's something. Hey, we're talking about 90s.
And he said
back then.
Back then. Way, way, way back then. No, no. You know, I went around Hollywood to all the major labels and dropped tapes off. But then at the same time, what was helping me is I was producing a lot of the demos that a lot of the other kids were coming mm-hmm. to the labels with. So they're saying, who did that beat? And they'd say, oh, John B. did that beat, you know. And so I started making a name for myself, and but more as a producer. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of like why I wanted to be on Babyface's label. I wanted to help him produce.
And when you came with Someone to Love.
That's right. He met me and put me on, man.
I was in New York, and I went to B.B. King's and saw John B. perform, and I came back to the Red Velvet Cake Studios in the offices of Reach, and I said, we got to get John B. on the ship. I just saw him rip B.B. King's live up. Place was packed. He was holding court, and the audience, his fans were just going crazy, and some of the best-looking fans I've seen at an R&B. At an R&B concert. And I said, these are the kind of people we want on the ship. And John B. can get them there because you have a huge following here in New York.
Man, it's fantastic. It's been amazing, unwavering, you know, support out there. It's just been every time I go to B.B. King's or we do those free shows in the park. We've done like every borough, you know, in New York. Free shows in the summertime in the park. It's been great to reconnect with the fans and just to do about, just make it about the music, not about selling tickets or anything. So that's always been great. But like the recharge is always like that B.B. King's gig.
And
that's,
so
that's heavy.
You're bringing this on the Fantastic Voyage.
Yeah.
You have new music.
I do have new music I'm working on right now, finishing up the album with the Grammy winning producer Warren Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
I've just signed a record deal with his label, My Block Records, nice. Which is huge.
Uh-huh.
Distributed by Sony Music, so we got major distribution this time, and
we'll have a listening party on the cruise.
Yeah, all of that. We're debuting the new music of
John B.
That's right.
But coming up at the top of the hour, what songs are you going to perform?
Oh yeah, so today I'm going to perform. You just give them a little sample. Someone to Love. Do Someone to Love, and I'll do They Don't Know.
All right.
All right.
Coming up, got to be there at the top. You got 5 minutes to make it there on time. John B. at the top of the hour.